This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And it's always a pleasure from the heartland of America to welcome our friend, fellow heartlander, the former governor of Indiana, former member of Congress from Indiana, now the vice president of the United States of America, and our most proud accomplishment for him, radio talk show host, Mike Pence, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. How are you, sir? Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me back. It's great to be with you on Election Day. I believe with all my heart today that America is going to vote for four more years for President Donald Trump in the White House.
So you're talking to the Northern Plains here, and folks in Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Montana, the biggest listening area. What do you want them to know today?
Well, I just want them to know that every single vote matters, and that it's absolutely essential that people across North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota turn out and vote to reelect our president. I mean, look, you look back at the last 4 years, President Trump has literally kept every promise he's made. We rebuilt our military, appointed conservatives to our courts, but when it comes to the economy, this president cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed an energy revolution that is literally transformed this part of the country, and we're now a net exporter of energy for the first time in 70 years. By contrast, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want to raise taxes. They want to pass their own version of the Green New Deal, and regardless of what they're saying right now, they spent the last year saying they want to ban fracking, abolish fossil fuels, transition away from the oil industry. Under President Donald Trump, we're going to bring this economy back on American energy, on less taxes, on less regulation, and we're going to make 2021 and beyond the greatest years in the history of this country. But we need people to go out and vote today and vote to reelect President Donald Trump.
A couple quick races I want to ask you about. Jason Lewis, poor bugger's been getting fixed up from a surgery a week and a day ago, totally unexpected. But yeah. Best has run one heck of a campaign. What's your feeling there?
Well, you know, he's another radio guy, right?
There you go.
A little bit biased. Look, Jason Lewis did a terrific job in the Congress of the United States, and he's going to do a fantastic job as the new senator from the state of Minnesota. I mean, it's amazing to think what we were able to accomplish with a Republican House and a Republican Senate in our first 2 years. And make no mistake about it, if Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democratic Party found a way not only to get the White House but to win the Senate, they're not just going to raise taxes. They're not just going to crush American energy under a Green New Deal. But they're talking about packing the court. I mean, that's just the reality. I mean, you've got literally, leading Democrats in Washington, D.C. that are talking about adding judges to our courts, on the Supreme Court, adding activists who will legislate from the bench, but we're not going to let it happen. We're going to elect Jason Lewis as the next great senator. We're going to expand, the Republican majority from Minnesota and beyond in the U.S. Senate, and we're going to reelect President Donald Trump.
And, of course, you have a race everybody's been watching, been one of the big pickup opportunities for Republicans. That's Michelle Fischbach against Colin Peterson. You spent time campaigning and on the ground in Minnesota a lot, and in District 7 on that particular race. Colin Peterson's been there a long time. Do you think this is the year that that he packs his bags?
Well, I really do believe it. I mean, look, it's just people are looking back. I mean, they know what we were able to accomplish in those first 2 years. And the truth is that right after we reelect President Donald Trump, right after we hold on to that Republican Senate, we got to send people like Michelle Fischbach to a new Republican majority that retires Nancy Pelosi once and for all. We've got an incredible opportunity. But again, again, you know, I wanted to be on your show, your enormous reach across the north central part of this country, just to make sure everybody knows every vote matters, every vote counts. We've always had strong support in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana, but the people of Minnesota, if I can give a special message, we came so close last time for all this president has done for the people of Minnesota, for a growing economy, for standing for law and order, but especially for the Iron Range, the fact that Joe Biden would come in and do what he tried to do when he was vice president, shut down the Iron Range, shut down their way of life. President Trump has opened up the Iron Range. Minnesota is prospering again. So I want to encourage everybody in all the states in which you're listened to by literally millions of people, but especially in Minnesota, get out today and vote to reelect President Donald Trump.
Steve Daines, an important race too, right? That's one that we can't afford to lose the seat. You pick up Jason Lewis, so you don't want to be even with the loss in Montana. So the Daines race, one you're watching as well, right?
You know, Steve Daines and I served together in the House of Representatives, and I got to tell you, I don't know that I served with a greater man of integrity, faith, conservative principle than Senator Steve Daines. And we haven't taken anything for granted there. The Democrats have thrown everything they had at him. And obviously, with the governor running, we've all been leaning in, but we have every confidence. People of Montana are going to vote to reelect President Donald Trump, and they're going to vote to reelect Senator Steve Daines for six more years. But we all got to get out and vote. That's bottom line story today. That's why I'm going back to back on every prominent radio program in the country to say just get out and vote. Your vote matters to reelect this president and all of our great allies in the Congress.
Before I let you go, I have to pass on a thank you from a listener who called last hour, Fred and Wang. He said, please tell the vice president thank you. We finally have a GOP platform acceptable to God. That comes from, you know, that comes from people like Mike Pence and Donald Trump, and they very much appreciate your faith and also the fact that you are tireless in defending innocent life. So thank you very much for that, sir.
Well, let me just say to Fred, thank you. I know we've had your prayers, but I'll tell you, you're so right. I mean, this is a president who stood for the religious freedom of every American of every faith, and I couldn't be more proud to serve alongside the most pro-life president in American history. But we all got to get out. We all got to get out and vote today to reelect President Donald Trump, and the best is yet to come.
You sound like one confident vice president, so keep that going right through election night, and the landslide would be good. Then we don't have to worry about how long it takes to count votes, right? It'll be done. So, big finish tonight,
that's
sir.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to call it right now. Pence Nome.
Thank you so much.
Pence Nome 2024 right now.
See the studio. They shouldn't have a microphone. Vice President Pence, thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
He didn't swat it away too bad.
I know he didn't.
He swat it away
too
bad. Yeah, there you go.
I love it.
Very interesting. Boy, there'll be a lot of that talk one minute after the election results are counted.
You just mark it right now.
Kevin 1 minute. Yeah.
Write that down.
Exactly right. Okay, do we have Marissa on the line, or should I take some of these calls that are waiting to weigh in here? Okay. All righty, let's see here. We have, who's next? Dustin Bismarck. What's on your mind, Dustin?
I just wanted to stress the importance that people get out and vote. And there may be, you know, people that aren't able to make it to the polls, the elderly and what have you. And I would encourage people, if they have the ability and opportunity, to offer rides and get people to the polls.
Great idea, Dustin.
So they can ride in Michael Coachman and Joel Hilden.
And by the way, if you don't want to, if you were in the position where I want to vote, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make the amount of time to vote, or how am I going to get there, or, you know, some of those things, I just won't do it. Ask somebody, just like Dustin's talking about. I agree with you. I think that's a good idea. All right. We do have Marissa Hammon here, who is the auditor for Ward County. I want to get a quick election update, election day update there on how things are going. Marissa, thanks for the time. How are things going so far today?
You know, it seems to be going smoothly. I haven't had a lot of calls from my polling places, so I think they've got voters coming in steadily, and so far so good.
Do you like, I guess the simplified way, where less locations and bigger locations, and you know, because of COVID, we have a different way of voting this year. But it seems to me to be a well-oiled machine. What do you think of it?
You know, so far I really do like the voting center model. In Moore County, we have 5 vote centers, so people can vote where it's convenient for them. I'll probably have a better idea, though, after today when I hear from my poll workers, because we had a huge turnout for early and absentee voting, so it's a little bit quieter election day than we're used to, probably. So I'll probably have to wait to make my final decision if I like it better or not until after I hear back tonight.
What is the vote total from 4 years ago in Ward County? How many people?
I'm going to have to check for you. Hold on 1 second.
Didn't mean to stump you there, but I suppose there's a lot of numbers. You want to get it just exactly right.
I want to say it was around 28,000, but let me quickly do a search and I should be able to tell you.
Yeah, I think, well, here's what I'm wondering is just how many more people will vote this time. It seems like there's a lot of energy, a lot of efforts. I'm just kind of curious if...
and usually we kind of figure probably about a 20% increase. I do know our absentee and early voting alone was, you know, coming upwards of triple what we've had at the past presidential election in 16.
Wow. Marissa Hammond, thank you so much. Ward County Auditor, update from Ward County. We're going to check in with Morton, Cass, Clay County before we're done. Kimberly Gilfoyle to come, too, on What's on Your Mind.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com. Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking up at the blue skies really made me realize they don't make them quite like you.
Can I take a moment out of your morning to tell you about the University of Mary? Exciting times there right now these days. Really is amazing. I know there's a lot of parents and grandparents that have kids that are considering careers. What should I do? And I tell you, the University of Mary really opens up a new way of thinking for engineering students. And I say this because, one, it's a state-of-the-art facility, and we have a critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. And there are other engineering schools, and those engineering schools put out very good engineers as well. But they don't do the whole person. They don't do the whole package. That's when we talk about culturally prepared engineers. So the focus really at the University of Mary is, yes, a great construction, management, computer science, civil, mechanical, or electrical engineering skill set is what you come out of school with. But you also come out, besides the cutting-edge curriculum and the classrooms designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously and all of that, you come out with a leader. And 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, all of a sudden, that person is not just an electrical engineer, they're running the company. So think about that. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering on What's on Your Mind. All right. I'm going to check in another one of the auditors in our run-through today. Just see how things are going. Morton County Auditor Don Rohn is here. Don, how are you?
I'm not too bad for Election Day.
So what's your Election Day, barometer? How do you, good day, bad day? Okay, what puts you on the thumbs up side?
Today has been way busier than past election days. We have new equipment, and so there's lots of questions coming from my poll workers.
I see. So it's a nonstop communication deal, huh?
Yes. They're needing lots of help. They have electronic poll books, little iPads for the poll books rather than paper poll books that we've had in the past. So lots of questions, checking voters in, changing addresses. So I'm hoping voters can be a little patient with them.
In fact, there's another one of those questions coming in right now. Right? That's why the phone's ringing. Dawn!
That was an email.
My phone's ringing it.
No, I got a text message coming in, yes. 6 o'clock this morning, my phone was ringing, and it's been nonstop ever since. So.
But all with good problems in that it's a lot of people voting, huh?
Yes, right? So we've had over 10,000 people already cast their ballots before we opened polls today with absentees and early voting. So that was almost probably about 45% of our entire eligible voters in the county. And we've had about 1,600 show up at the polls so far today.
Wow.
So we have good half of our eligible voters have voted already.
That's incredible.
Yeah. We usually have a pretty good, our general presidential year. We have a high percentage here in Morton County. I think Morton County residents are really good voters. They take their voting seriously and make sure to exercise that right to vote.
That's great. And no problems so far? Everything okay as far as any breakdowns or anything?
Nope. All the questions they've had, we've worked through, and so they're up and running, yeah.
Great. Well, nice chatting with you. Appreciate the update on Election Day. Got to talk to those auditors and see how things are going. Don, thanks for the time.
You bet. Have a good day.
You bet. Morton County Auditor Don Rhodes, still to come. Cass County Auditor Mike Bonpleasure, and also the Clay County Auditor, Lori Johnson. Let's take some calls. Folks are waiting to weigh in here on What's on Your Mind. Joel in Park River, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in and let you know that I voted for Charles Tuttle for DPI, or Superintendent of Schools, as a write-in candidate. A very good man.
All right. Calling to declare a vote today. Thank you very much, Joel. Appreciate it. Ellen in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Ellen, are you there?
Oh, yep. Hey, yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on my mind is I would love to be able to text you a little video of a press conference of Governor Burgum by his own mouth speaking pro-choice, number one. Number two, I would just like to inform you and say that North Dakota Right to Life has backed governor or has backed Michael Coachman and Joe.
Right. Well, Michael Coachman is pro-life. So he won the endorsement of the North Dakota Right to Life. North Dakota Right to Life is not the organization it once was in North Dakota, so I don't know that that comes with some grand significance. I think it's great Michael Coachman is pro-life. He shouldn't say Doug Burgum isn't pro-life, and he shouldn't use old materials to say that he is. The newspaper articles, everybody says, oh, I'll show you this newspaper article. Oh, it was before he was a candidate for governor. I mean, come on. That's the stuff I have any time for. None. Zero. And again, not good for the pro-life community. Not wise. And I remember this when Governor Burgum was running. First of all, Governor Burgum's running mate, our lieutenant governor, is Brent Sanford. If you know Brent Sanford, Sandy Sanford, you have no doubt about their pro-life credentials. And before they would even agree to be part of the campaign last time, there too were conversations, and Brent has told us about that on the air, about the pro-life issue. So stop. I just don't care for people who are pro-life saying other people aren't pro-life enough. Or I didn't like this, or I don't like that. That's the wrong way to go. We will only win the pro-life battle by attracting more people who think like us, not by food fights in between. And that's where I disagree with groups like North Dakota Right to Life, even though they are doing what they believe to be right and also something we should applaud, that is standing up for the pro-life cause. Appreciate that. Don't appreciate the politics. So, just a little fact. There, Ellen. Texter says, my opinion is to vote Doug Burgum out. And I have never voted for a Democrat in my life. All right. Not exactly telling us why. I believe the governor will be reelected tonight. I believe the governor has lost a fair amount of support. Percentage-wise, I guess we'll find out tonight due to COVID. Mainly, people do not like the idea of rules coming from the state and, leaning into opinions that would be more on the, side of the COVID debate that has you believe that we need to, lock everybody down rather than people that say, look, this is here, I understand, but I'm going to live with it. Let me make a decision about how to do it. So that, I think, has cost him some votes. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think also he is... been at odds with the legislators, been at odds with people on the wrong side of campaigns, of candidates that he support, didn't like the idea that he was supporting candidates against other Republican candidates. So, there's leadership comes with a cost. Leadership comes with a cost, and I think there'll be some of that. Texter says, voted no on Measure 1 and Measure 2. Measure 1 and Measure 2. I voted no on Measure 1. But I voted yes on Measure 2. I still have to tell you my votes, as I promised I would, on the program. But I did it because we need to fix how this Constitution of ours is altered. And I don't want to wait. I want to know what I've got. At least it's not perfect. It's done. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Carl Sobeck, Dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. At the University of Mary, we're committed to offering all students the opportunity to make a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, which is why we challenge our students to be difference makers that help make their community a better place. Receive more than just a diploma. Receive an education for life. Get started today at umary.edu/business.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Polls began opening Tuesday as election officials warned that millions of absentee ballots could slow the process down, perhaps for days and in some key battleground states, weeks. Millions of absentee ballots were still outstanding as of Monday, including 1.3 million in Florida and 700,000 in Pennsylvania. Election officials have emphasized that long lines are not acceptable, but it does not mean that there's been any sort of widespread failure. They say safeguards are in place and voters should not be concerned about casting a ballot in person. If you're in line before the polls close, they must let you vote. Don't leave the line. Tampa Bay Buccaneers came from behind to beat the New York Giants 25-23 in Monday Night Football. Tom Brady on ESPN.
We didn't play the way they were capable of playing. And, you know, we're going to have to play a lot better than that. Glad we got the win. You know, going to have to keep learning and understand what we got to do better and then go execute a lot better.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA, serving up lunch today, and oh, my, is it ever good. That's right. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie at the Valley City location of PetroServe USA. You grab it, you go, and it's home cooking. Meatball dinner, Harwood location, up a little north of Fargo, I-29. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, hamburger hot dish. And by the way, there's two PetroServe USAs in West Main Avenue. You want the furthest west one, okay? Spaghetti and meatballs, 12th Avenue North, PetroServe USA. They also have the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Very good. Two cookies, even better. 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 at PetroServe USA. Texter says, dang, you get your panties in a bunch when someone has a differing opinion about Burgum than you have. Burgum will win because he's the incumbent and has an R behind his name. There are going to be a lot of write-ins for Coachman. Most people I know who are voting for Burgum are doing so holding their nose. If I sound like I'm getting my panties in a bunch when I'm discussing an opinion of the governor, I'm sorry. I have no skin in the game. I just tell you what I think. Okay? And when somebody says something that isn't true, and the pro-life thing is very personal to me, because Doug Burgum would not have gotten my support were he not pro-life. And I know some legislators hold their nose about, is he pro-life enough and does he do enough? And I've asked them before when they're grumbling here or there. And legislators grumble by nature, generally. That's just kind of their thing. I'll say, has the governor not supported a piece of legislation on anything related to the pro-life cause? In other words, governor here, would you support this? Would you sign this? And the answer is always no. So then I say he fulfilled his promise. I don't think the governor in the business world of which he came from spent a lot of time on this issue. He knew it came up. Quote-unquote political consultant said just say, you know, no labels. I don't want to be labeled pro-life or this or that. And you know, I laugh at that. You're in North Dakota. You're going to have to pick a side. You're going to have to tell us why you believe what you believe. And he did. And he did very well. I'd encourage everybody that has a question about whether or not he's pro-life to watch the last interview prior to the campaign 4 years ago, Chris Berg did, with Doug Burgum on this very issue. And you can throw all that old garbage away, because that's playing a game. Telling me a view that he might have had from sometime before he ran for governor, before he was governor, isn't a factor. Look at the dates on the material you're being shown. I like Michael Coachman. I don't know him. I've never met him. Their campaign has never once said, Scott, we'd like to get on What's on Your Mind. Never once. Supporters of his have come up and said, we'd like to have him on. I said, tell him to call. We're happy to do it. Never did it. Now, Todd has had him on a couple of times on K-Fire Cafe, which is great.
I will say that they weren't quick to reach out to me either, but eventually they did. And you know, now I've got, you know, an ongoing conversation, you know, off and on going on with him. But they were a little slow to reach out to me, too. So, I mean, that's if you get proactive and get out in front,
right.
Get the better shot.
Direct your attention there, folks. Get on the ballot. Win enough support. I mean, that's the way to go. All right. Hey, Kimberly Guilfoyle is on the phone. National Chair of the Trump Victory Finance Committee of 2020. Senior Advisor for the Trump campaign. Hello, Kimberly. How are you?
How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing really good, as a matter of fact. I have a great sense of peace on this election day about the last year and all of the efforts leading up to the election. How about you? How are you feeling today?
I really feel great. You know, we were with the president. The whole family was together in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Amazing crowd and energy for the president. And then last rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We got back to D.C. at 3:30 in the morning. He did 6 rallies, essentially, because we did the night before with him in Miami that ended at 2. So, you know, he's amazing. He's like the Energizer Bunny. I love him so much. He works so hard for America. He really wants to earn everybody's vote. And he has been working the entire time tirelessly against all odds, people trying to put phony investigations against him. And he's just never, ever broken his pace. And I love it. And you saw in Miami, we had so many people come out for the president. And in particular, I was just absolutely thrilled to see how many Latinos and Hispanics, like myself, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Venezuelans, coming out to support President Trump. It was absolutely amazing to see. And you know why? Because we are proud as a community. We don't want to be pandered to. We want someone to earn our vote and earn our respect. And President Trump has done that with all of the promises he's made and kept over the past 4 years. Nobody has worked harder for Americans than President Trump. And I was out there as well in Minneapolis at an incredible event with our former ambassador to Germany, Rick Grenell, a Trump Pride event. And, you know, we're just seeing the enthusiasm across the entire country. I mean, you can't fake that. That's not fake news. People really are out there showing support, whether it's boat parades or car parades. And the president was in very good spirits last night and this morning, feeling good about our odds.
So I was going to ask you that. I mean, middle of the night, you're pouring back into the plane, heading for D.C., get home at, 3:30 in the morning. You obviously have laid it all out on the mat, right? I mean, just laid it all out there. Is everybody feeling good? I mean, is it jump up and down excited? Is it nervous, waiting? I mean, how would you describe the mood?
I would say last night, you know, very optimistic. We like our numbers. I think the Democrats have underperformed, in the early voting, that they try to bank the votes, and we have a phenomenal world-class ground game, the best that's ever been created in American political history. Over 2 million volunteers trained. We've knocked on so many doors, phone calls, and it's all about galvanizing and getting out the vote today, the Trump populist army. So, and you see it at the rallies, too. It's not just, you know, Trump supporter conservatives. It's libertarians. It's independents. It's Democrats. It's sometimes first-time voters, you know, we're able to get all the information, people show up. And so I think it's very encouraging to see. We feel good about so many of the states. And I think that people are going to be in for a great surprise tonight. Once again, the mainstream media, the liberal heads will explode, and it'll be fun to watch.
Won't it though? Won't it though? I can hardly wait. A new reel that we can start with all of their crying. Texter says there's lots of. It never gets old. The texter here says there are lots of reports on Twitter of shenanigans in Philly today. Can you get someone? What do we know about that?
Well, the campaign is aware of it, and we have a pretty robust program out there of people reporting, poll watchers, all of the above. We have lawyers on the standby, ready to go, and the financial resources to be able to make sure if there's any need for recount, et cetera, investigations. We're asking all of our supporters out there to be able to click in and report in real time. There are eyes and ears on the ground, what they see going on. And if you notice in Philly, you know, it's Biden supporters and signs of people not being able to get in. It's outrageous. You know, it's this despicable conduct. That's why President Trump has really been working so hard to maintain the integrity of the voting system, to protect the individual's constitutional right, and to make sure we get one person, one vote. And that's why we're saying to people, listen, get out there. This is some states that's going to be very close, and we want to make sure we get all our people and supporters out there so we can get four more years of Trump.
You told a story when I was in Rapid City for the 4th of July celebration with the president at Mount Rushmore about how a sort of a side benefit of the awful COVID and the lockdown was lots of time to plan, how to do a campaign differently. And that you, and Don Jr. makes a story. He said she did it. It was Kim. She was hers. She was pushing. She was saying, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. How much of a difference do you think that's going to end up making in the final results tonight?
I think it's really good because we never stopped at trying to reinvent and be creative and be entrepreneurs, problem solvers, just like President Trump, to get the message out there and connect the voters. We never stopped fundraising. We did all the virtual events. We formed all of our coalitions. And it was really a really good opportunity for us to stretch ourselves and see what we could do to be innovative and take this thing next level. And I think now it's changed how we would ever do any political campaign. It was such an asset. And ability to utilize, you know, our skill sets to be able to do that. Don and I had a studio set up at home when we were doing, TV hits and Zoom calls and fundraisers every single day. I think I worked the guy to death. He's got like no voice left now, but he really connects with the movement and the hardworking men and women out of there. It's like a DNA fact check true. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. He's got that same, savage, braveheart energy like his dad does. I think I have the same, too. So it's been great. The whole family has worked incredibly hard. Eric and Laura, Jared and Ivanka, all of us were there. Tiffany and, you know, it was wonderful to be together, and we got to have a nice little dinner of some burgers at 2 a.m. after on the ride home.
Yeah, no kidding. Texter, also another listener, wanted us to ask you, as an attorney, can you tell us if there's anything stopping Rudy Giuliani? For giving a copy of what's on Hunter Biden's laptop to Attorney General Barr, or for that matter, President Trump?
Yeah, I mean, right now, you know, DOJ is investigating that, and they're on top of it. But we obviously believe that if there's been a crime that's been committed or impropriety, it's to be fully investigated. And I believe, as a former prosecutor, you know, justice delayed is not justice denied. So I tell the American people, you know, be patient. It's in the right hands. And something should be checked out with this, because it really seems that there is, you know, persuasive, compelling evidence to suggest that collusion was definitely on that side. And, it shouldn't be allowed. And also, quite frankly, it should be a disqualifier for Joe Biden, especially his son going over there to China and then collecting money, you know, $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. What is going on here? That's, you know, buying influence and access, and it's totally improper. And it just goes to show you that, you know, the Biden family has been working hard to, you know, enrich themselves at the expense of the American people. So it's time for a pink slip 47 years later and 47 failed report cards of a failure as a public servant to this country.
What's your prediction on tonight? What's the margin going to be? How many electoral votes?
We were adding up our electoral votes, and it just depends. It kept changing back and forth. I'd love to see us clear, 300, but I'll tell you what, I'll take the win any day. You know, if it's one vote over, we'll take the win. So I'm excited about it. I want to see what happens in some of these key states like Pennsylvania, but we've been going there for the past 2.5 years. I'm really trying to earn the votes there. And I think if people want to continue in states like Pennsylvania to have manufacturing and jobs here in this country, then you have no choice but to pick President Trump, because Joe Biden is the chief exporter of manufacturing to countries like China.
That isn't true. Kim, thank you from the bottom of our heart for all your hard work. Good luck.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88, your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and a chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You may have noticed Paul is here, and if you don't notice it this week when we're in the 70s, at least in Bismarck, you'll notice it by the first part of next week when it's snowy and icy again. 4x4s, over 100 trucks and SUVs, like a Label Yukon Suburbans, Acadias trucks, all makes models in stock, most with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Payments to fit every budget. Schwann needs your train, too. Stop by and see what yours is worth. You may be surprised. Hurry in for the best selection. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I'm trying to do this from memory because all of my computers are down. I don't know what's going on, but page unresponsive, and I got, you know, spinning wheels and all kinds of things.
The Russians.
And I promised that I would tell you how I voted. So I'm just going to try and do this from memory, okay, because I don't have the ballot in front of me. I voted for, are you ready for it? I hope you're sitting down, Donald Trump. Yes, yeah, yeah, it's true. I voted for Donald Trump.
Really?
Yes, I did. Yep. For president. For governor, Doug Burgum, Brent Sanford. Okay? Let me say this. I don't think Doug Burgum has been the perfect governor, but I think Doug Burgum has taken his business skills, which are enormous. Mm-hmm. I think he's taken his energy and his effort, and he's poured it into this job. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Now, I think he'd do a better job of listening to other people and not just getting views from kind of one set of folks and reaching out a little more. I think there's some work to do, but I think by and large, you look at the progress the state has done, the things that have happened, I think the governor's earned re-election. I really do. Now, COVID is going to have some people say, I'm not voting for you, but those people, too, are probably going to vote for, you know, Joe Biden, which is too bad. I don't think that's a huge number, but that'll be some folks. Okay, so that's governor. What's next? I'm already going off the rails after the second
measure.
Kelly Armstrong. Kelly Armstrong, obviously, doesn't have much of a race, let's be honest. But certainly there was the measures. I'll tell you the measures. I voted yes for Measure 1 and no for Measure 2. Okay? Yes, no on the measures. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, no. I'm sorry, I just did the opposite. I'm screwing you up. No yes. No yes. It was no on one.
Oh,
and
yes, crying out. Make up your mind.
Yeah, now I've said this many times on the show, so I know most people have got that already. But no, I didn't flip around. It was no on Measure 1.
What made you make yes those choices?
Don't need more Board of Higher Ed members. Don't think it's a good idea. Doubling the Board of Higher Ed members, just more government, more, you know, delay. And the Board of Higher Ed is, you know, in need of lots of efficiency. And it's moving in that direction. More members would be bad. The reason that I voted yes on Measure 2 is just that it needs to be fixed. I mean, I don't want these people pouring in zillions of bucks, having out-of-state people funded, coming in, lying, and saying, here, sign here, and it'll be on the ballot, and then they're changing our Constitution. Bad idea. Legislature passed this, put it on the ballot, said we need to see the language. It's a check on the process. There's still an ability for folks to get beyond the check once the language is done. The idea is, you know, you vote my way one way, you vote your way. So anyway, yes on two. On the statewide races, let's quickly go through those. Let me see. There is the treasurer's race. The treasurer's race is between Tom Beadle and Mark Haugen. Mark Haugen is a University of Mary employee, devout guy. Tom Beadle is, I hated not voting for Tom Beadle. For the following reason, I really like his family a lot. And, you know, I like everybody. I don't hate anybody. But Tom Beadle and I have had many conversations over the years about the fact that that he didn't believe that life begins at conception and or couldn't even answer that question, I guess, when I asked him. And he's just not been good on the abortion issue. Scott, he's treasurer. What the heck's the difference? Who cares? He's treasurer. What do you care? Right? Well, first of all, my faith leads me to the fact that life begins at conception. I am pro-life, and that if I support somebody who's not on a ballot, I'm committing an offense equal to the abortion in this case. So I'm not about to go there. So I actually voted for neither. Mark Haugen, in my mind, did not answer questions correctly related to how he would handle the situation with how oil companies were punished, literally punished, by the land board folks, Jody, I didn't like that. And unfortunately, he said he would support it, so I couldn't vote for him. Okay, who else? Who else is on the ballot? If any of you could bring up a ballot, we could do this easier. Everybody's computers are down. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. What's another statewide race? John Gottfried, no-brainer. State insurance commissioner, good guy. Voted for him. State auditor. State auditor race is between Josh Gallion and the Democratic challenger. I don't know who the Democratic challenger is. He did reach out a couple of times, say he wanted to visit with me, didn't get a chance to meet him. I was not able in good conscience to vote for Josh Gallion either. So it's the first time I've ever really not voted for anybody. I just didn't vote. Mainly because I think Josh has to come clean on the damage he did by using audits in a criminal sense. Just really bad idea. Not good. And I think everybody agrees in retrospect, but Josh never really said, hey, I screwed up. Shouldn't have done it. We're going to do it a different way going forward. He needs to. He really does. He needs to just kind of come clean on some of that stuff and clear the deck and go about this. It became kind of a vendetta, really, against the people that he politically disagreed with, and I think that was bad. On the Cass County Commission, I went for Chad, I went for Mary, and I went for Ken. They were the conservative candidates. Sometimes you just need a first name to write down, and then you know who to vote for there. Cass County Commission. Did I forget anything, guys?
I'm not sure. Well, I'm a Minnesota guy, so I'm not sure.
You're a Minnesota guy? Yeah.
I got my own problems. Oh, sorry to hear that, man. We'll get some therapy for you.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm going to need it, maybe.
Trump in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for happening.
Lewis, go for it. God bless you, folks. Go vote, go vote, go vote. See you tomorrow.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.